What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea, and welcome to the In Pursuit Podcast. This is the place where we will be discussing all things that fear has kept us from. So if you're ready, let's go ahead and get started. Get your notes out, get your papers out, get your pen, because we're going after everything that God has for us. You ready? Let's go. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea K, back with another episode of the In Pursuit Podcast. What's up, y'all? It is Sunday. I am recording Monday's episode right now. It's about 7 o'clock and I'm ready. I told y'all last week, was that last week? I don't know, a few days ago, something, whatever. I told y'all that we're going to be starting a new series this week and it's called God's Plan. I'm so excited. So in last week's episode, when Mad Day comes, at the end, I kind of explained what we were going to be talking about in the series this week. And I did mention that this God's Plan series, of course, was not my idea in no way, shape, or form. It literally came to me when I was, you know, spending time with God in my Bible, watching sermons and things like that. And it just kind of jumped up at me and said, hey, do this series. But this series has been done quite a few times by other influencers, other podcasters, other people that you may know. But I do feel like in this God's Plan series that I'm doing here on the In Pursuit Podcast, I feel like it has a different perspective and it's more so kind of geared towards certain people, I guess, the people that listen to my podcast, and it's more so of my experience. So we are going to get right into it. I told y'all to get your notes. I told y'all to get y'all papers and your pens because we're going to actually be taking notes this time. I know in the intro it says we're going to be taking notes and sometimes we don't be taking notes, but look, we're going to take notes right now. Okay, let's go. I think everyone pretty much knows what God's plan is. That's definitely something that we are kind of familiar with. But what does it mean to actually follow God's plan? What does it actually mean to allow him to show us his plan and be a part of that plan, but have him be in control of that plan? I think the first thing that helped me was surrendering my own plans. And I know being in your 20s and being a part of Instagram and this whole social media, it kind of shifts you in this direction and it makes you feel like you need to rush your life and it makes you feel like you need to be doing everything that everyone else is doing. And that is a big way to deter yourself from what God has for you. The things that I used to do, I used to think that I was going to be a fashion major at FIDM in LA. And I used to think that, oh, I'm going to be a famous R&B singer. So I'm going to sing these types of songs and I'm going to get on these types of beats and I'm going to work with these people and I'm going to date these type of guys and I'm going to go to these places so people can know who I am. And I'm going to do all of these things that's going to get me that type of attention. But all of the things that I was doing was just slowing me down and keeping me from what God really wanted me to do. I think growing up in an environment where your dad maybe went to college or your mom probably went to college or people in your family have reached these types of monuments in their lives or they have these type of credentials, that it kind of makes you feel like you have to follow in their footsteps and do what they did in order to see success. But I've come to realize that once you build a relationship with God and you start accepting who you are in Christ and you're accepting your identity in Christ, all of those plans don't even make sense. Why would I go to this school and God really wants me to go here? Why am I hanging around these people and God really needs me to be around these type of people? So one way, and I want y'all to write this down, one way to get out of being in your own plans and trying to follow your own will is to get rid of the influences. And whatever influences or whoever those influencers may be in your life, it just needs to be you and it needs to be God. You cannot, I can't stress this enough, you cannot have outside people coming in telling you what you should do and giving you all of their opinions on things based on their own experience. We all have to go through things ourselves. We can't depend on our fathers and our mothers and our friends and, you know, the things that they're used to doing. We can't depend on them. We really have to depend on God and depend on everything that He wants us to do so that we can see the promise that He has for us. Our parents don't have our promise. Our friends don't have our promise. The people that we look up to, they can't give you the promise. The people that we follow on Instagram and like all the pictures and admire, they're not responsible for our promise. They're not responsible for our destiny. So we need to get rid of all of the influences, especially the negative ones. If you know that somebody is on your Instagram timeline and they're maybe promoting some type of drugs or sex or things like that, like, you have to get rid of all of that because it's going to mess with your mind and it's going to keep you in this mentality of allowing you to dictate what you do. And if you're not strong enough, like if you're in your relationship with God and you're really like depending on Him for everything, you're not going to be as strong as you think you are. So you might think, oh, I'm following these people and they're not influencing me or they don't have some type of impact on me. But God will surely reveal, like, as you're going along on this process and as you're following His plan, He's going to reveal things to you and He's going to put things inside of you that's going to reject the things that you see, the things that you hear, and the people that you're around. So let's just do a social media detox. I think that's a big thing and a big way that we can help ourselves in this process of God's plan. I know for me, when I finally gave up control and gave up my plans, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm still struggling, like trying to give up some of the plans that I have for myself, especially along the lines of music is concerned. I really want to do music and I really pray and hope that God will allow me to do that in some way, shape, or form. But one way that helped me is I had to stop listening to R&B music. Every time I listen to R&B music like Summer Walker and Jhené Aiko and Dani Leigh and her, I had to stop listening to them. Because every time I listened to them, I would get so inspired to the point where I would not be in my Bible and I would not, you know, watch sermons. And I'll just be on YouTube looking at beats or listening to beats. And I'll find myself writing some R&B music, whatever emotional, fleshly desires that I was going through, I would literally just be writing about that. And God had to show me, like, that's not what I want you to do. You're operating in your own will. You're allowing your emotions to take care of your desires instead of allowing me to take care of those desires. I was so in control of my music career that any opportunity I got to sing on a stage or any opportunity I got to go to the studio or write a song, I would do it. I wouldn't even pray first. I wouldn't even ask Him if this was something that He wanted me to do or if it was even okay. I would just do it. So I think that's something that we need to just be considerate of when we're following God's plan. Like, are we operating in our will? Are we allowing our desires to take over our minds and take over our flesh and make us do things that we didn't even ask Him to do? And that brings me to point number two. Am I operating in my own will? And if so, how can I tell that I am? So I briefly talked to y'all about the event that I had helped or that I was a part of last week. And I told y'all that those emotions and everything that I was feeling like I was out of God's will, it surely came to pass that I was out of God's will. I felt like doing that event, I still don't know if it was in God's will or if it was in mine, but I was just so focused on my objective and what I wanted out of the event that I didn't do any of it. I didn't have any concern of how this is going to glorify God. I didn't think about that. I just, in that moment, I just thought, well, how is this going to help me? How is this going to help my career? How is this going to propel me in this direction? How is this event going to help me? I didn't even think about the people that was attending it. Of course I did on the music side, like, oh, what would people like to listen to? Or how entertained will people be if we did this or if we did that? Those complimentary things went into play, but I never thought of like the real impact, like spiritually, emotionally, that people would have if they attended my event. Which is why God has really been revealing to me that the desires of my heart are there and I have the right approach to it, but it's not in the right timing. It's not in the right category, but it's not in the right direction. Yeah, it's not in the right direction that he wants me to go in. So when you feel like things aren't going your way and you're feeling like you're doing too much and you're feeling like disappointed from the things that you're already doing and you're not seeing the results that you want to see from it, that's you're operating in your will. Well, Drea, you have all the answers, huh? Well, how do I operate in God's will? How do I know that this particular thing is what God wants me to do? Well, Becky, I'm glad you asked that question. I have the answer for you. Are you ready? When you operating in God's will, he's going to always tell you to do something that you don't understand. Or he's going to always tell you to do something that you don't want to do. Or he's going to tell you to do something and you might have an idea of how to do it, but he's not going to tell you when until the time is right. And y'all don't know how frustrating it is. Well, God, you telling me to write all this stuff down. You telling me to write the vision. You telling me to make it plain. You telling me to do this and do that, but you don't give me no date. Like, I don't have no time frame. Like, what month? What year? What hour? I need to know. And he really does that not to frustrate you or not to, you know, lead you on in a sense, but he's doing that to see where your willingness lies, like where your submission will come from. He's trying to see how you're gonna react when you don't get something your way or when you don't get something right away. Because he already knows if God gives us a word right now, we're going to just run off and do it ourselves and try to, you know, get all of the glory for it. But he knows that if we wait and if we trust him in the process, then it'll come to pass. But y'all know we have a hard time doing it. I know I do. I be like, God, what's up? Like, stop playing. Your submission to God's plan has to be so, so deep that you are open to hearing from him. I know sometimes we'll sit in our time with God and we'll read our Bible, but we'll be having so many other things on our mind that we don't even take the time to just stop and meditate on the word. We'll just read the word and we'll just go about our business and then wait for him to confirm some things. But submission is really key. I will say that this is another point, but I don't know yet. I'm kind of going along as I'm doing this, but submission is a real major key, DJ Khaled. It's a major key because submission is going to allow us to hear from God. I know when I started this whole God's plan journey, he started revealing things to me from my childhood. Things about like the different type of dreams that I've had when I was little. And yes, I remember all my dreams. I have a very good memory. Thank you. But I remember he used to just show me like me being on stage and me doing this and me doing that. And I were literally, I don't want to say visions at that time, but I really used to like just see things as it would happen. Or I used to call it deja vu, but I don't even know what to call it. But I really used to just see things happen. And when it happens, I would be like, am I having a that's so raven moment? Am I raving at this
at this moment? I don't know. I'm completely confused.
Not realizing that as I was praying for discernment, God was giving it to me, and that's what it was.
My next point is going to be, he is going to start requiring things. He's going to start giving us requirements. Once you've been, you know, following God's plan, and that does include, you know, reading your Bible and also, you know, just being in church and being in a church where you feel comfortable, in a church where God is actually present in the church and he's actually leading you to do things in the church and be a part of that church. Once you're doing that in this whole process, all of that is included. All of these points that I'm giving you, these things also fall in lines of that during this whole process. But he's going to start giving you requirements. The first thing he's going to start giving you, or the first requirement that he's going to start giving you, is he's going to require more of your time. When I tell y'all, at this point, I was on fire for God, so it was easy for me to, you know, sit down with him and read my Bible and, you know, watch sermons or whatever. But that was during a time where I wasn't distracted. I didn't have a lot going on. I literally just had a job and I had my child, and that's all I had to worry about. That's all I needed to worry about. The money was coming in. I wasn't really doing events. I wasn't doing a podcast. I literally had all of my attention on God, and it was easy for me because I wasn't distracting it and I wasn't going through any stupid stuff. So I do think that you should eliminate your distractions during this time. Ask God to remove people that don't need to be in your life. Remove any distractions, anything that's keeping you from having your full attention on him, and to just seek his face. When you're in the car by yourself, talk to him. When you're on your way to work, talk to him. Listen to some worship music. When you're putting the kids down for bed, pray over them. When you're going to bed, pray over yourself. Pray over your husband, whatever. Pray over yourself if you're single. Like, this is the time. And that's another thing. One of the requirements for me was to be single. And my plan was to be married by last year. My plan was supposed to get married last year. And when I tell y'all, God interrupted that. He said, you about to do what? Oh, you getting married to who? Come on back here. That ain't what I want you to do. Stop. And I literally had to give up that plan, and I had to give up that desire of my heart for that brief moment. Because had I gotten married, I don't think that I would even be doing any of the things that I'm doing right now. There probably wouldn't have even been a podcast, to be honest. But by being single, it literally keeps my mind off of being entertained or entertaining anyone else. It allows me to be celibate. And that's by choice. I really feel like God was like, you need to stop that too, because you be tripping off that good. Y'all, let me stop. Like, let me stop. Because y'all know how it be when you with this dude and he be like, fine, and he'd be like, really good, what do you do? But God was like, nope, cut all that out. I need that part of you as well. I need you to be pure. I need you to keep yourself abstinent. I need you to not be soul tied to anyone. I need that attention from you as well. I need to love you. I need you to love yourself. And I need to be preparing you for what I have for you. I need to prepare you for your husband. Because I have your husband. You don't know who he is. I'm not going to allow you to sleep with this man and date this man. Because these are not the people that I want you to be with. So celibacy, singleness, all of that. That just might be a requirement for you as well, sis. So stop hitting that dude up. Stop watching what you're watching. Stop, you know what I'm talking about. Stop doing that too. Okay, cool. Let's just stop and think about all of the failed plans that we had. Like, let's get serious for a moment. What are some plans? And think about this when you're done listening to this podcast. What are some plans that you've made for yourself that ultimately failed, never came to pass, or you never got around to it, or nothing ever went your way? How many times have we failed, but God was still right there guiding us? We didn't really know it, but He was always there guiding us. And everything that we planned for ourselves somehow worked out for our good. And that's only because of God. Everything works out for the good of those who love God. So I think my last point is going to be, stop being driven by your emotions. A lot of times when we make plans for ourselves and we don't succeed or we fail at them, how many times do we find ourselves in a deep depression? How many times are we discouraged? How many times do we just feel mad at the world and want to go hide somewhere? We be so confused. It be ridiculous at some points. It's like, okay, I tried this, that didn't work. Tried that didn't work. Didn't get accepted into this school. Didn't get the loan that I wanted. Like, we find ourselves so confused because we're steady trying to map out our life, and we're trying to map out our future, and we don't have God a part of it. I think a big reason why we do that, or I think the main reason why we do that, is because we truly just don't know ourselves. We truly don't know our identities. We don't know who we are as a person. And you know, in our 20s, we're not gonna know who we are. You're not gonna know who you truly are until you're like, what, 50 or 60, they say. But I know in my 20s, I'm still learning myself. I'm still learning my likes, my dislikes, what makes me mad. There are new things that make me mad that I'm sitting up here like, I didn't even know that made me mad. Or I didn't even know that made me upset. I didn't know that made me sad. I didn't know that this would make me anxious. So we're learning ourselves. We're still in the process of learning ourselves. But if we are following God's plan, He's going to allow us to kind of understand ourselves, and He's going to allow us to really, He's going to develop into the people that we need to be. He's going to shape our minds, and He's going to shape our hearts in a way where we don't even have to figure out who we are as a person. He's just going to reveal it to us. We're just going to know who we are. When we're single, we're going to know the type of guys that we like, the type of guys that we don't like. We're going to actually know who to avoid. We're going to know the red flags. We're not going to be in our emotions anymore, because now that we're in God's plan, He's going to tell us these things and He's going to show us these things. And then we're just going to know. So we're not going to waste any more time. When we put down the planners and the agendas and really just allow God to do what He wants to do in our lives, it's going to save us so much time, so much effort. We're not going to be exhausted. I think a couple of episodes ago, I was telling y'all that God was allowing me to rest and He was calling me to rest. And I think the new season that I'm entering into, He's finally revealed to me that rest that He required me to do in this particular season. And we're going to get into that once we get more in depth into the series. But in this season that I'm in right now, He's calling me to rest more. And now I'm finally seeing why. He's going to give you so many things to do. I'm working in my church, so that requires a lot of time. I'm working on other things that He's telling me to do. And rest is important. Your girl be tired. Y'all already know that, because I be complaining every morning, talking about I'm tired, but y'all, it's real. Another thing I forgot to mention is, be aware of your motives behind things. Is your motive to please others? Is your motive to help others? Or are your motives simply centered around you and your advancement? Make sure you are aware of that. If you're having trouble deciphering between any of that, make sure you go to God and ask Him. Make sure you are taking the time to actually really evaluate your business plans and evaluate the things that God is telling you to do. Evaluate your motives. Integrity is the most important thing that you can have in this season. You really have to build your integrity. you really have to strengthen that, and you have to strengthen your core values. I know Tatum Tamia of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, I know she talks about that a lot, because it really is important, especially as an entrepreneur, a business owner, especially doing the things that we're doing. Integrity and your core values are very, very important. Just make sure that you're going to God about that. Don't ever feel like, oh, me and God cool, you know, I'm at a certain point with God, you know, he know my heart, so I don't really have to ask him this because I already know what he gonna say, or I don't need to really pray about this or pray about that. Like, stop. No, don't do that. Don't do that, okay? Always go to God. Always seek his face. Always try to be in his presence. Always give him the attention that he is requiring you in this season. But yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to talk about. I'm not going to go over all the points again because I really don't know them. I'm really just going, you know, along. Like, I have notes and everything, but I didn't really note take the way I was supposed to, like in school. You know, when I did go to school, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really implementing those things that I learned in this moment. Sorry. But yeah, that's all I have for this episode. Y'all, make sure y'all tune in to next week so we can go over the next part of the series. I hope y'all enjoyed this message or this podcast, whatever you want to call it. But if you liked it, make sure you give me a review. Make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. I'm talking to y'all like I'm on YouTube again. Hold on. Let me stop. Make sure y'all subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you share and tell your friends about it. We get down to business over here at the In Pursuit podcast. So make sure y'all subscribing and telling your friends to subscribe. Make sure you share. If you haven't already, follow me on Instagram at Drea's Story, DreasStory. Yeah, y'all, I gotta go watch Narcos because Mexico season 2 just came out. I started watching it yesterday. I finally got on Netflix and I saw it pop up on my screen. So I've been watching it ever since. I only got a few more episodes to go. I'm all in it. What's up? Felix is something about to go down with Felix, y'all. Something about to go down and I have to watch it. I have to be in tune, okay? So I'm gonna talk to y'all next week. Bye, y'all.